Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh yeah.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Natch Beaut. I'm your host, Jackie Johnson. Thanks for listening. A quick shout out to the honeys out there. Honeys are the official fans of Natch Beaut. That was voted on in the Natch Beaut Facebook group. So shout out to the honeys. I just want to say that I'm getting so many positive emails and snaps and tweets, and it's just warming my cold heart. So I just want to say thank you again. I love hearing from everybody. You know, the best way to feel less alone in the world is to connect, is to be communal. And I'm really loving all the messages I'm getting, especially hearing that I'm inspiring a lot of you to go cruelty-free in your beauty regimen. That is honestly the best part of this entire experience, because as we know, the deceit is deep. And I love hearing everybody doing research and changing out their products, because we vote with our wallets, honey, as I always say. So I do encourage everyone out there to do your own research if you are curious, because it's not, I feel bad when I drag a brand or, you know, basically I just try to lead in a positive way. Like, I support the brands, I lead by example, and then I try to do the same with, like, being vegan. Like, if I go through my Instagram, I love hitting like. I hit like on everybody's pic, but if you post a pic of your burger, I don't hit like on that. You know what I mean? I lead positively. I lead by example. So that's what I try to do with this as well. And you know, I've gotten some emails also about some brands that I have discussed previously and how perhaps they don't have the highest integrity. And to that I say, I'm doing my dang best, okay? I've changed my mind on a few brands. I've brought that up on the show. I encourage everyone to research a brand or a product before you blindly buy it, because as I've said, we vote with our wallets, and there's a lot of deceit out there. Just because something in a cute pink box doesn't mean that it doesn't test on little bunnies, okay? Everything is lying to you. Do research. Okay, and I just want to also point out that I am not the sensei on all that is good and pure in this world. I'm honored that everybody trusts me so implicitly with everything they're buying, but we all have different beliefs and we all have different morals. We're all just trying to do our best. So I encourage everyone to live your life in the same way. Have compassion before you judge or bash, and consider empathizing with somebody first before you come at them. Okay, so I also, a couple episodes ago, I recommended Riverdale to everybody. I got a lot of tweets about Riverdale. A lot of married ladies are loving Jughead, just like me. So I have another quick recommendation on a show to watch. Now that, you know, Riverdale's done for now, another love of my life besides Jughead I have is Anthony Bourdain. And I feel like Anthony Bourdain's more of like a cool uncle to me. I don't love him in the same way I love Jughead, but he's still my boy. And Parts Unknown is a show on Netflix, and he won an Emmy for that last year, which, not to brag, but I was there when he won it and talked to him afterwards. I'm going to have Catherine Burns, my best friend, on here eventually, but she won an Emmy last year and I got to go with her to the Emmys. And I actually talked to Anthony Bourdain. And, you know, I usually don't say anything to celebrities, but it wasn't my night. It was her night. So I was like, I can act like an idiot and nobody's going to care. So I like walked right up to him and talked to him. But anyway, he's awesome. Parts Unknown is such a cool show. I feel like my education system, it was nothing compared to the education of the show. I learned so much every time I watch it. And season 8, episode 5, so it's the latest season that's on Netflix, he goes to Houston, which the whole point of Parts Unknown is he takes you on a, you know, a destination somewhere around the world, but he shows you things that you perhaps wouldn't see on your typical vacation or trip there. And he went to Houston, which is so cool. I'm from Texas, as I always mention, and shout out to the DFW area. I get a lot of emails that are like, I'm from Dallas. Every time you mention Dallas, I get excited. Shout out to my hometown. But Houston is a city in Texas as well. And I really loved seeing Anthony's take on Houston. I was quite frankly warmed by it. And it made me very proud to be a Texan after watching it. So I encourage everybody to check that out. It's a beautiful tribute to what America is about. And I'm very proud of the city of Houston Shout out Anthony Bourdain, Parts Unknown, Season 8, Episode 5. Okay, last bit of information before I welcome my guest who's sitting here petting Chooch very patiently. I am in a band. It is called Punk Rock Barbie. We're a pop-punk tribute band. We have two shows coming up in July. If you live in the SoCal area and you want to check those out, Friday, July 14th, we're playing at the Canyon Club in Agora Hills, Cali. I think the tickets are $10. You can buy them through Facebook.com/Punk Rock Barbie LA. We're opening for Fast Times, which is an 80s tribute band. So, like, it's like a 90s, 80s night, honey. Everybody's going to have a good time. And then we're playing Saturday, July 22nd at Joe's in Burbank. It's Joe's Great American Bar and Grill. It's a bar. It's really fun. Big dance floor, lots of lights, and it is a free show, and we are playing all night. We're the headliners. So we play from like 9:30 to like 2 a.m. So if you're in the area, stop by and say hi. All right, now, oh, of course I have to plug Natchbute.com. I can't believe I didn't plug Natchbute.com. Go to Natchbute.com. I'm doing blogs. I post the episode guides every episode. You can submit questions to me. You can submit questions to the upcoming guests. Check it out. Also, if I link products from there and you want to buy them, I highly recommend you buy them from Natchbute.com because now that I'm a webmaster, baby, I'm learning all kinds of things about analytics. Basically, when you buy something from a website, the website sees where you click from. And Jackie J, your girl, is trying to get noticed as a brand influencer out there. So if you buy something from Natchbute.com, you hit the link, and go to another website. Let's say you buy something from Sephora, but you click my link. Sephora sees where you came from. And I'm trying to get everybody on the train. I'm trying to get everybody to recognize that Jackie J is telling people to buy stuff. So please go to Natchbute.com and check out my blogs and my episode guides because you guys have been loving all my recommendations. Shout out to the cat suit lipstick that everybody's buying. We're gonna, you know, Wet n Wild's gonna be on the Fortune 500 list this year because everybody's buying that cat suit lipstick. So let's get to our guest, shall we? She's so excited to speak. I don't know if anyone out there has noticed that I haven't said a cuss word yet. That is because I'm trying very hard to not say anything inappropriate this episode because the explicit E rating has been removed from this episode so that all of the fans of our guests can listen. Everyone can listen in the car with their children, with your grandmother. You can listen at work through the Bluetooth speaker. I have one girl who's a sous chef, and she wears her earphones and listens and chops vegetables and laughs out loud, and all her coworkers look at her like she's crazy. I got an email about that. Girl, blast this on the Bluetooth. We ain't cussing today. Everybody can listen. My guest is a good friend of mine. We've known each other for a long time. We've been doing comedy together for a long time, and she's on a show called Andy Mack on the Disney Channel. Please welcome Lelon Bowden.
Yay!
Thank you for sitting so patiently during my intro.
Oh my gosh, that is how you do an intro.
Thank you!
I'm so pumped right now.
Yeah, listen, I'm a one of those warm-up comics for myself.
Oh my gosh, like, I came in a great mood.
It's a good day.
It's a good day. It's sunny. I had a really good drive over.
Oh, that's great.
Thank you. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to have a great time. And then just like listening to you talk, my energy was just like, yes. Yes.
If only we had like a Black Eyed Peas, I got a feeling, like something pumping in here.
I felt it inside while you were speaking.
I'm so happy to hear that.
This podcast gonna be a good podcast.
Yeah.
Yep.
We'll work on it. Yeah, it'll be great. So, I mean, we've known each other for a long time, and I feel like, I have to ask your icebreaker question.
Yeah.
Okay, so your icebreaker question is, where are you from? How many brothers and sisters do you have? And name your favorite member of any boy band.
Ooh, okay. I'm from Castro Valley, California.
Where is that?
That's in the Bay Area. Okay. It's like close to like Oakland and Berkeley, but not as cool.
Okay.
But still cool.
Cool.
It's a smaller, like, I don't even, it's like, it's not a town and it's not a city. Not sure what it is. Something. It's a town.
Suburb? Question mark?
It's not a suburb.
Okay.
Maybe it's a town. I don't know. Oh boy. Great.
That's okay.
So that's the first one. Second one is I have one brother, a little brother. He's my baby brother, except that he's much bigger than I am in size. And I have a stepsister as well. who's the younger stepsister. And the third one is my favorite boy band member would be We Are Going, Nick Carter from the Backstreet Boys.
Ooh! Yeah. God, I feel like such a loaded question.
Does everyone say Nick Carter?
No, I mean, I've never asked anybody this question, but it really says a lot about who you are and whatnot, because I feel like some girls, they go for the unobvious choice. Like,
but Nick's the obvious choice.
I feel like for me, Backstreet Boys wise, yes.
See,
like if I had to pick a favorite, I think physically, yes, he's mine. But AJ is like my bad boy. Like I'm kind of into his voice the most and his attitude.
Right.
But like if I had to pick one that I wanted to like look at all the time, it would be Nick.
I would say that my favorite to date is Justin Timberlake, but that just felt so obvious.
No, that's mine.
You know, like,
that's my answer.
And the reason why is because, like, this guy is just like, he's killing it. He's like forever relevant and he's got a love of comedy. So he has my heart.
Well, then why didn't you say JT, girl?
Because it seemed too obvious. I was trying to go authentic. I was trying to go, like,
listen.
I'm 13 years old.
Right.
You know, I'm just, when I was just starting high school when I was 13. And
you started high school early?
I did.
Whoa,
I'm a smart little cookie. Or
no, are you lying?
I was. I'm not lying.
Whoa, you're like Doogie Howser, man.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, hold on. So how did you go to high school early?
My birthday lands on like the start of the school year. So you could either be younger than everybody or older than everybody. My parents chose younger than everybody. And I went to a private school when I was much younger, and they give you more flexibility with grades. And apparently my teacher said, you know, she's doing really good. We can skip her if you like. And so I was younger than everybody and I skipped a grade.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Did you graduate high school early?
I mean, at that point, so I started everything early and then I didn't do anything different. And after college, I just, you know, petered out.
Yep. So how old were you when you graduated high school?
I was 16.
Whoa.
And I started my first couple days of college 16 going on 17.
That's crazy.
Isn't that fun?
Oh my God, my mind is blown. Because you went to UC Irvine, right?
Yes, I did.
Yep. I know all you UCI kids.
Yeah, we're fun.
Like Lindsay K. Tye. Teen Creeps.
Yes, which I've been on. Such a great podcast.
Oh yeah, I was just on it too. It was fun.
Oh my gosh, such a great one. And we read one of my favorite books on that too. Anyway, go check that one out.
Check Leland out on Teen Creeps.
Zach Reno is from UCI.
Yep. Megan Hine. These are all like UC Upright Citizens Brigade comedians, singers.
And you can see both of those people on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend.
That's right.
Along with Garrett Mendez and Jessica Reiner Harris and Rachel Great, all UCI alumni.
Heck yeah. Everybody.
How cool is that?
I know. I mean, the course of your life changes so drastically depending on your college experience and where you, you know, check box of which college you go to.
I hate to think about it, but yes.
Yeah. I mean, TBH, I followed Meg's boyfriend to college.
Yeah.
And who knows how different things would have gone if I hadn't done it. No, I went to University of Texas. It was an amazing school.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very hard school to get into. And I'm happy I got into it. But, I mean, let's be honest. I could have gone a lot of places and I went there because he was there. So stupid.
It happens.
But it's great. I loved UT. It was super fun. I had the craziest college experience. I was in the biggest sorority on campus. I mean, I went to the parties I saw were like movies. I mean, they were crazy.
Oh my gosh. I did not have that college experience.
I lived with 72 women in a mansion and we had food, all the food we want, and people cleaning up after us. I mean,
what?
I'll never ever have that again.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hey, don't say that.
That's true.
Your dreams could revisit
you. That's true. I could move in with 72 women any day now. Who knows?
I mean, if you lived with 72 women, you could afford a mansion and round-the-clock meals.
Yeah.
72 of you.
I would love a chef. And that
oh
would
my
be
gosh,
life-changing.
Yeah.
So I think the first thing I wanted to talk to you about is, I brought this up to you before, but you used to cut your own hair.
I did used to cut my own hair.
And you did it for quite a while, right?
Yeah.
Can you just kind of go into like the hair, how that started, and then where you're at now with your hair and like the decision to do so? And
I feel like my hair journey like reflects kind of my overall fashion journey, where it's just like just kind of, and just in the sense of general trend of, I don't know, to, oh, I should probably figure it out.
Yeah.
So I wanted to go, I had my hair like all different types of lengths and colors in college. And then I graduated with really long hair and I was like, no, not fun anymore. And so I wanted to get it cut short again. I got it cut at like Fantastic Sam's that was like really close to my apartment. I just got it cut by somebody who like did not know how to cut hair. Like, was it Fantastic Sam? I'm not sure.
Do you think they didn't know how to cut hair, or maybe they didn't know how to cut your type of hair?
No, it was hair. Okay, it was just hair. Like, I was asking for something simple like a bob. But the thing is, I didn't know anything about anything either. So, like, my haircut was terrible.
It was the blind leading the blind.
Oh,
as they
totally.
Say.
Yeah. And then blind not correcting the blind, you know? And so I was like, great. Sounds
well,
good
I
to me.
I feel like as women, I don't know if you have this problem, but like, we're taught to be compliant. And,
oh, yeah.
And it's so hard for me to confront. Like, if I don't like my hair, I always go, thank you. I love it. It's great. And then I cry in the car.
Oh,
you know what
100%.
I mean?
Not only that was happening, but I just did not know.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, thank you. It's great because that's what you're trained to say. And then it wasn't great. And I didn't know until people were like, your haircut's not great. It's bad.
Hey, you look stupid.
Yeah. Well, it was just like, it wasn't even like an opinion. It was like, it was off. It was not cut right. And I went back to the same place. And another woman who was like there for longer was like, oh my gosh. Where did you get your haircut? And I was like, here.
You were like, that lady over there cut it.
Yeah, and she was like, next time this happens, just come back and we'll cut your hair for free. And I was like, oh, what happened?
Yeah, you were like,
no
oh,
idea.
Okay.
So then I was like, okay, maybe I got to figure this out. And so I started going to a very expensive salon where I started getting these really edgy shortcuts, you know.
Yeah, that's
pixie.
How I think of Lilan. That's how I think of you always.
I feel like
you're kind of spiky, cool girl, kind of Aeon Flux.
Oh.
Remember Aeon Flux?
I don't. What is Anno?
It was a cartoon.
Aeon Flux.
Yeah, it was a cartoon on Liquid Television on MTV.
Like, oh.
It's a but then I think there was a movie made of Aeon Flux too.
Here, I should know. Like the title is familiar.
You also look a lot like Bat for Lashes.
I've gotten
remember
that before.
That? Yeah.
Yes.
I'm the one that tweeted it. Yeah. And then everybody started being like, yeah, you do look just like Bat for Lashes. So this is Charlize Theron as Aeon Flux.
Okay. I'm seeing this. Okay.
But I feel like, let me find the cartoon. Because the cartoon, she had like more of a Lilan hair.
Let me get my glasses on.
Get those peepers on, honey.
Also, we're like so far away from each other.
I know. Okay. Look at this. So this is the cartoon.
Oh, I'm so flattered.
I mean, she's like cool and like, I mean, she's very Leilani. She's cool and has like spiky hair.
Except that she's got the body of an Amazon.
Well, I mean, you know, the male gaze.
Yeah, that's what's happening.
The male gaze is
strong.
Yeah,
we're used to it.
You see Aeon Flux? Anybody? I'm a little older than everybody in here. Well, I'm only a year older than you.
Oh, really?
You're old. I'm just kidding. You're 85? 86.
I am 85 years old.
Yes. Same with me.
Yay.
Yep. I'm 84.
Ooh, yeah.
Oh, 84?
Good year. Good year.
Yes, it was a good year. End of 84.
Oh.
I'm young.
So then you got your hair cut at an expensive place, and then how did you end up cutting your own hair?
It was just too expensive.
Yeah.
So like I was like, okay, great. And then I just like started watching, and I was like, oh, yeah, this is... I get this, you know?
Like I can do this. It can't be that hard.
Once I saw, like, my hairstylist just kind of, like, twisting my hair in her fingers and then just cutting the twist, I was like, these are motions I can mimic.
Right.
And so then I started doing it, and it was just super fun. So I kind of had this routine of, like, I would cut my hair for two haircuts, go get a haircut. Two haircuts on, one hair cut off, you know?
Yeah, kind of self-maintained.
Yeah, so I wasn't just, like, out there lost in the world, which I was, but like, you know, I had a little bit, I had a check-in points,
yep.
You know?
Did you ever like really mess up?
I'm sure I did, but no idea. You know, I'm 100% that like, I was going out there with terrible haircuts and everybody's like, oh, you cut your hair, you know?
Well, I do like you, like I said, your hair was kind of like your icon. But
yeah.
It never looked like you did it yourself. It's just like,
oh,
what a cool style. Like, you know,
because
it was kind of like different lengths in different places.
I did it purposefully. Like, I like that haircut because you couldn't tell if things weren't perfect, you
right.
know? And yeah, that's also been kind of like a recurring thing with my fashion style is like, I don't know if this is in style, so I'm just going to act like it is and people will understand that about me.
Half of style is confidence.
Yeah.
I would argue 75%.
I agree. I second.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, if you walk in, do you remember that episode of I Love Lucy with the burlap bags?
No, I
Did
don't.
Did you ever watch I Love Lucy?
No, I only watched like the hits.
Yep. This was when they were in Europe, and basically there was this fancy designer, and Ricky and Fred, the girls were like, we want to buy these expensive outfits. But they were like, of course you can't buy those. That's too much money. And then Ricky was like, what if we get them potato sacks and then put them in the box of the designer? And then they'll think that these are like, because they were making fun of how crazy the clothes were.
Yeah.
And then they went to lunch in the burlap and everybody was like staring at them. And then they revealed to the women this prank and they were, you know, humiliated. But the next day, everyone was wearing burlap bags.
I love that.
That designer had started doing that because of them.
I love that.
Yeah. I mean, guys, it's all about confidence. Rock whatever you want. Rock whatever look you want. If you feel good about it, people are going to think you look good.
Yeah. Like, yeah, that's, yeah, it's so much easier to just like, instead of following trends, just to be like, oh, this is my trend and you have a different set of rules for me than everybody else.
Yep. Yeah, I love that. I try not to buy outfits that like everybody has.
Right.
But I feel like every time I'm online shopping, I'll be like, oh, that looks cute. And I'll click on it, sold out. I'm like, I must have just basic taste.
Oh, it's in all of us, you know? Isn't there a line in Devil Wears Prada where she's like, that sweater that you're wearing, we cultivated
yes.
you to buy that.
Yep.
You know, you don't have a choice of your own. And I 100% believe that. You know, we're all in this collective consciousness. We are being influenced without our knowledge of what's in fashion. So even if we have a feeling that we're making a choice on our own, we're not. And I'm fine with that.
We're all cogs in the machine.
I have embraced my cog.
Yeah.
My inner and outer cog.
Cog for life. So when did you stop cutting your own hair? I mean, you're on a TV show now. You can't cut your own hair.
I mean, I could.
Yeah.
I don't think
you have
people
the back,
would like it.
You have the back shaved out?
Yeah, so now I have the back shaved out. That actually started kind of like a virus where it spread. So I had a short haircut and I shaved one side. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh, kind of fun. And so,
like half your head?
Yeah, just like one side of my head.
Yeah.
And
you
like,
do like kind of a swoop.
And I do it, and at this point, it was just short enough where it's like, it's short on top, there's no length, and then one side shaved.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah.
And then the next time I went back.
You didn't do that yourself.
No,
okay.
I went and got it done.
Yeah.
And the next time I went back to Rudy's Barbershop in Los Angeles.
Yep.
So much fun.
We've
got
talked
a
about
bit more.
Rudy's before.
Yay! Yay!
Yep. I get my bangs trimmed there.
I love it.
Yep.
And so I just kept getting a little bit more shaved each time I went back, but I wouldn't shorten the top anymore. And so it just became a long haircut with an undershave.
Yeah.
And I realized I like this best because it was the most versatile. I could pull up everything and make like a faux hawk, or I could wear it down. And I'd be ready for church with my mom.
Yep.
You know, ironically, I just saw my mom on Mother's Day and we went to church and I like got my hair shaved like more short than it's ever been. And she was like, oh, why? I think it's only because of that. Anyway, so when I auditioned for Andy Mack, I had that haircut with shaved underneath and length on top.
Very cool.
Yeah.
So when you become a character on a show like this.
Yeah.
I mean, you're the main chalada on the show.
I'm second main chalada.
Yeah. So did they, I've always wondered this because, you know, your girl only book under five lines parts at this point.
Yeah, yeah.
For now.
Yeah, for now.
So when you go in, how does it work? Like, they're like, okay, this is your character. Did they consult you on her look or is it a collaborative effort between the costume designer, the hair person? Like, how does Bex get her look?
I see. I felt really lucky that a lot of it was very open to what I was bringing.
Yep.
So when we came for those initial hair consultations, makeup tests, and wardrobe and stuff, I do believe the creator of the show was like, we like her hair like this. We like her hair how she wore it in the audition. Let's just do the TV version of that. And I felt just so lucky.
Yeah, because they could have been like, we're going to put extensions in your hair.
Sure,
or we're going to bleach your hair.
Which would have been fine.
Yeah.
But how great to have the hair exactly the way I like to wear it. And then like the makeup was really cool. I was a part of all that. And I felt happy to that they were letting me be a part of it because I know that's not a given.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I've never, obviously, like I said, I just show up and they splatter whatever they want on me and put me in whatever
that,
they want.
That under
just,
five life.
And I just say, yep, cool, man.
Oh my gosh. I love it too because I learn a lot, you know?
Oh yeah. Like, oh yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, if you could say, like, on a scale of 1 to 10,
yeah,
1 being, like, the pigeon lady on Home Alone 2... and 10 being Kim Kardashian. Like, where do you think you fall on, like, the makeup, glam, spectrum of life?
Okay, how close to Kim Kardashian do I think I am?
Or the pigeon lady
from Home Alone 2. I would say, like, a real solid... you know, I think I just bumped to a 6.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's what I would say, too.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where do you put yourself? Between Pigeon and Kardashian.
I'd say about the same.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? In my mind, it's like Jackie knows what's up. I mean, you have a podcast called Natch Beauty.
Right. But
Will she be offended if I put her down on the floor?
No, of course not. Is she too hot for you?
No, it's not. It's just that my legs are sloping down. In order to keep her up, I have to extend.
Yeah, your core muscles.
I have to flex my calves.
Chuchi, come here. Or go see Uncle Steven outside, Chuchi.
Putting you down, sweetheart.
Chooch is a fire, so her acupuncturist told me that her chi is fire.
Oh my gosh.
So she runs hot, so she does burn up. She'll burn you up. She's like a little heat rock.
That's really fortunate to have a small dog that runs hot.
Yep.
Oh man, that's great.
Good girl, Chuchi.
I run cold. So
do I.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have a hot running dog as a pet. That's wonderful.
Yep. What a perfect combo.
Ah, what a blessing.
So yeah, I like to get glamorous, but I also love to not be.
Okay.
Like I have on is sunscreen today.
No.
And contacts. That's it.
I felt like I got to show up. You know, I'm on the Natch Beauty podcast.
Yeah.
I got to have a face.
Yeah.
You know, I did not do anything to my hair. There wasn't time, Jackie.
I mean, it looks adorable.
Time. Thank you.
Yeah, I always tell people, I get texts from guests, they're like, do I need to glam up? And I'm like, this is an audio medium, baby.
But
you
still...
don't need no makeup. But, yeah.
But, yeah, like, I don't... It's fun, and I think that I've been like a pretty solid like 4 to 5 my whole life, maybe even less. Maybe I don't know. Pigeon Lady is very extreme.
Well, I consider you very natch.
Hey, thanks.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
But like I've bumped it up a little bit just because like you know, for the first time in my life, there has been not a lot because I don't hang out with children. I mean, outside of the TV show, I like to hang out with those kids because they're awesome. But in my life, I'm usually hanging out with people my own age.
Right.
But every now and then there will be a fan that will come up and be like, can I have a picture with you? And I want to make sure I'm ready. You know,
yep,
I want to make sure I'm looking cool for pics.
That's a really good point. My Postmates driver a few nights ago, he goes, hey, are you punk rock Barbie? And that was the most random. I mean, I've never in my entire life been recognized other than one time I was sitting in the UCB crowd and a kid tapped my shoulder and asked me if I was in a show he had seen there. Other than that, I've never been recognized ever by a stranger for anything. And it's this random person who had just seen my band perform.
That's so cool.
It was cool, but it was also like... oh, he's at my house. Like, getting recognized at your house.
Yeah, I guess that's a little like, oh, wow, this is close quarters.
Yeah, but I hear you on that. I mean, maybe if Natch Butte becomes, like, you know, a phenomena.
I think it...
Phenomenon?
I think
phenomena.
It's a phenomenon. It becomes a phenomenon.
Phenomenon. Phenomena is multiple phenomena.
Yes.
I think. If not, I'm going to get some emails. You're an English minor, Stephen. Which one is it? Phenomenon? He's laughing. I think it's phenomenon. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Something like a phenomenon. Do you remember when every song had phenomenon in it?
No.
There was a very specific period in the 2000s. It was like champagne and insane. Like every song was rhyming champagne and insane. Like, remember when everyone was talking about Escalades?
Are we talking about like Kanye Daft Punk situations? Like,
Listen, this is why... it's so hard. I don't know how Howard does it every day live because you say something into the ether
Yeah.
But you don't have a response. Yeah. I don't know, Leilong, quite frankly. I don't know.
Also, like, I feel like I know things, but as soon as I'm, like, the microphones are on, it, like, I feel completely not confident with anything I know for a fact.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
Welcome to my life!
Okay, there we are. Yep. Yes.
Yep.
Good.
Can we talk real quick about, I ran into you at an audition recently. I don't remember what it was for. I didn't get a call back. It's fine.
I didn't either.
Oh, good. Okay,
yay!
That makes me feel better. I haven't been getting them very much. That's okay.
It's the summer. It's
it's
the summer. It's for real. There are less in the summer.
It's the universe saying you're meant to be a podcast host, Jackie, not a commercial actor.
It's the universe giving you doors and windows. And what the saying is, when life closes a door, it opens a window.
Right. And then you jump out. I'm just kidding.
But like what the reality is like life closes a door, opens a window, and then closes the window. And then, like, you walk away from the window and the window opens again. And then you go through the window and then there's another door that's also closed. And it's a labyrinth.
It's not a labyrinth. It's not only the door is closed. There's a huge sign on it that says, you're not wanted here.
And then you go and you get your hammer and you make your own door.
Yep.
And you smash it. The wall, and then the building inspector comes.
Oh no,
this metaphor is off the rails. But you get what I'm saying. It's just like, and I love talking about this on podcasts. It's just like any successful person, like, is 90% rejection. Like, you know, like, it's like 10%, like very unique, specific, like exciting successes, but like 90% rejection. You know,
and also so once, like, yeah. And once you get the success, quote unquote, you're even more anxious, I feel like.
Sure.
I mean, the mo money, mo problems is very real.
Sure. I mean, I think, you know what I think? I think that what your default is going to carry with you no matter what your outside circumstances are, you know?
Right.
Like, there are like studies that show that it's like, yeah, if you're making below a certain amount of money, your stress increases exponentially, but it doesn't keep up the more you make.
Right.
You know, it's just there's like one threshold that pretty much like, and we're talking broad strokes here, that separates like people who are whose just lives would be better if they were just making a little bit more money. And that's it. Like once you're making a certain amount of money,
right.
Your life doesn't get better the more you have or worse. And it's up to you.
I mean,
you know?
I wouldn't mind trying it and telling everybody what I think. Money, come to Jackie, mommy. That was stupid.
Oh, no. I love every second. I'm pumped.
We went off hardcore on that,
oh, yeah.
But I wanted to ask you about that light up lip gloss you showed me when we were sitting next to each other at that audition. Do
oh,
you remember?
Yes. Yes, I did. Do I have it with me? Let me see if I have it with me so I can look at the brand.
Yeah, please. Are you getting more into makeup now that you're getting it done all the time and you watch the woman doing your makeup?
I am.
Yeah.
I totally am. Like, it's my thing is like, here's the thing. I like art
mm-hmm.
and makeup is a part of that.
Oh, yeah. It's painting.
Yes, it's painting. And I like, I'm attracted to that, but I hate inconvenience. I don't like the idea of not being able to walk out of my house without reserving a certain amount of minutes to make up my face.
Yep.
You know? So the makeup regimen that I have, like, for my face, it's like 7 minutes.
I would love if you could, I mean, I know I don't want to put you on the spot, but I get emails a lot about kind of the minimalist look.
I don't have it with me.
It's
okay. Just so everybody knows.
But you have a lot of other colors.
What happens is I accumulate. I forget that I should have a lip color with me. And I bring one in my backpack. And then I forget that I have one in my backpack. I'm like, oh, I should have a lip color with me. And now I have four.
Yeah.
I'm holding them all in my hands.
Yep. Can you like give a brief 7 minute routine? Just walk us through that. You
Ooh.
Don't have to name your products. If you can't think of them, please do. But if not,
okay.
Who cares?
I can name one just because I I'm so excited that you're doing this podcast because I want to be informed. I want to make sure the things that are using are cool and that my money is going to money is going to good.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So feel free to like call me out. Point blank, if I'm using something that's like, oh, that's a no-go, and I'll switch it today.
Hey, you hear that? She asked. I'll tell you.
I'll switch
it bad.
Today.
I feel bad. You're a welcome guest. I didn't have you in here to berate you. I mean, I do it to Stephen Ray Morris, but he's the only one I'm allowed to do. He's on payroll. You know what I mean?
The kindest thing that you can do to people you care about is inform them.
Right.
You know, and have them live the best lives.
I agree. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to be preachy. I don't want to be judgy.
I get
hard.
It, but I'm giving you permission.
Okay, you got it.
And also, be preachy, be judgy, because okay. you're fighting for the side of good.
Yes.
And we need more people outspoken for the side of good.
The thought of Chooch being strapped down, shaved, and poured nail polish on breaks my heart. I mean, I know these bunnies in the labs, they have to have feelings and thoughts just like Chooch.
Oh,
Chooch
yeah.
is one of the most complex things I've ever met.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine a bunny must have the same thoughts as Chooch. They dream at night. They want a warm bed.
Fear.
They want to be with their
comfort.
Family. Yeah.
Oh, look at Chooch.
I know. My
taking
stinky.
A little nap.
Good girl.
Okay. So the regimen. My skincare stuff. I was attracted to this brand because I read a book by Dr. Andrew Weil. Who is like a nutritionist that I just loved his style, which was just like, don't try to, you know, do anything artificial to fix you. Just live like here are the things that where you can live your best life, you know, and there's no shortcuts. It's just like exercise, eat these foods. These are why these foods are like proven to be better for you. There's no like random fad diet in it.
No magic pill, baby.
Yeah. And so he's connected to this brand called Origins.
Uh-huh.
I'm down for that.
Origins, so, like in the mall.
Yes, I guess Origins, like
yeah,
in the mall.
Like that scrub.
I it was my ex-boyfriend actually that turned me onto this brand. We're looking it up right now with the power of the internet.
Origins, like in the mall. Don't they have a store in the mall with like the scrubs
yeah.
and the, like tea tree oil? They have makeup?
Yes, they do, and skincare.
Oh, well, I knew they had skincare.
Skincare. Dr. Andrew Weil for Origins. Mushroom skin relief soothing. And now I'm going to look up Dr. Andrew Weil so I can also...
So I'll tell you about Origins.
Talk to me.
So Origins is unfortunately not cruelty-free.
No!
But here's why.
Talk to me.
So Origins does not test on animals in America.
Uh-huh.
They do not test on animals in Europe.
Okay.
But they sell their products in mainland China. And unfortunately, it is required by law for all products sold in China to be tested on animals before and after they are on the shelves.
What even?
So any product that is sold in China is technically not considered cruelty-free, even though they might be cruelty-free in their American manufacturing.
That is fascinating.
Yeah, because the Chinese market is a huge market. I mean, multi-billion dollar market.
It's required.
Yeah. Yeah.
To test on animals.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's the wrong thing.
Yeah, it's really crazy. But, you know, a lot of brands, you know, that's a big market. It's a lot of money. It's a lot of revenue. So they test there. But then there are some brands who say, you know, we refuse. So they lose out on that revenue in order to keep the integrity of the cruelty-free.
So what do we think's happening? Do you think that there's like a special factory just for China sales that's like...
It's apparently a big kind of, for lack of a better word, scam. To make more money. It's sort of like when you go to like a shady agency in LA and they're like, yeah, we'll sign you, but you gotta use our headshot photographer and you gotta use our, it's sort of like that. It's like, yeah, if you want this market, pay. Pay for these animal tests. Pay for this to happen and then we'll let you sell here.
That really bumps me out.
Yeah, but you know what? Origins, it says right here, it's like until China changes their mandatory animal testing laws, you know, unfortunately, any product that sells in China is not considered cruelty-free. So they don't do it everywhere they can, except this Chinese market.
So on
market.
The morality scale, they're not, like, the most evil.
Right.
But, like, I see.
I mean, like, from like, Pigeon Lady to Kim Kardashian,
what's the number, Jackie?
I mean, it depends on how many people are buying the Chinese product. I would have up the numbers. But this is unfortunately true for most of the big name brands.
Right.
I mean, just a few off the top of my head. MAC, Smashbox.
Sure.
Makeup Forever.
Sure.
Skincare-wise, I don't want to say anything incorrectly, but this is true for a lot
everything.
Of them. A lot of them say, we do not test on animals, except when required by law, which means they sell in China.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Well, how about we get into this magazine?
Let's talk about it.
So, did you ever read YM in your youth?
Did I ever?
Okay, so perfect. This is from August 2000, which I chose because this was a happy time in America, year 2000.
Yes.
And also, like, it's summer, baby. We're here.
Yes.
It's official. We're in July. We're in June. It is summer. And here's Enrique Iglesias on the beach.
Oh, my gosh. Sporting that tank.
Yeah, showing off those arms. I like him as a singer. I like his songs. But, like, I never was, like, a big fan.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah. He didn't, like, do it for me, but I think he's...
I enjoyed his work.
I like Rhythm Divine, and I like Bailamos. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some good tunes. But I thought this quiz... So the first thing I was going to show you is... They asked Cisco, what makes a girl sexy?
Oh, my gosh.
I think he's the one to ask, don't you think? Of all to ask about it, we asked Cisco's thoughts.
His hair is so white.
I mean, I loved Cisco's silver hair. He had, I remember distinctly, a beautiful abdominal area.
Yes, we remember.
And he had a sun around his belly button. Remember
tattoo? Yep.
And a belly button ring, which for me was kind of like pushing some gender boundaries, which I thought was fun.
Oh, I like that take on it.
I feel like women...
I found it kind of obnoxious. this is a lot.
I feel like, you know, masculinity, femininity, what is it all? It's a social construct.
Yeah.
We're all on a pendulum.
Yes.
And Cisco rocking, you know, the navel ring and the tattoo around it was a little feminine.
Yeah.
At the time.
Totally.
And he was this masculine figure, and I appreciated him kind of being himself.
Right.
And like showing us that
he
a masculine,
was our
strong
David Bowie.
Exactly. He was the David Bowie of the early 2000s.
Oh my gosh.
So it says, we found out what excites Cisco besides thongs.
Oh, great. Well,
so
now I have no idea.
Of course you're going to ask Cisco what makes a girl sexy. I mean, he wrote Thong Song.
Yes.
Which I don't want to knock. I think Thong Song is brilliant. It is brilliant. If you think about it,
it's so
simple and effective.
Baby, make your booty go.
I'm telling you, I feel like he was in his kitchen making breakfast one morning.
And it's just a jingle in his head.
He said, thong song. Thong rhymes with song. I'm going to write a song about
what
thongs.
What if I say thong?
A bunch.
Yeah, five times in a row.
And
thong, thong, thong.
And it kind of wrote
five,
itself.
Yeah.
I would love to ask him how he came up with that. Because it's honestly brilliant. If you watch the music video, it's so good. I recommend everybody check it out on YouTube because I recently revisited it. And I was just like, my mind was blown. I was like, Cisco's a genius. I stand by that. Thong Song is a genius song. Revisit it and come back to me, okay?
I mean, I haven't heard it in a while, so you know what? I'll keep my mouth shut.
Tell you this. I haven't done anything that relevant in my life. I haven't done anything that's had a profound effect on the world.
How about NatchBute.com informing your audience on how to spend? You said it in your intro. We vote with our wallets,
yes.
And that is so true. And it is so important to not be disillusioned that the choices that we're making personally are not having an impact.
Yes,
you know, like it's important to be calling your congressman and it's or woman, and it's important to be outspoken and clear on what your values are.
Yes.
You know, so important. What else is important? Making sure you're spending things and spending money in the right way, because that's how businesses thrive.
It's called supply and demand.
You know?
It's a basic economical
practice. We got a history lesson on this podcast, and now we got a mini economics lesson.
Which I'm into. And now we're going
to
hear...
It's just like going to school.
And now we're going to hear what Cisco thinks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so turn on number one, expose your totally cool ego. Guys want someone to be self-assured. When a girl walks into a room with her head held high, that's what pulls all eyes immediately on her. I agree with that.
I think that's
all
cool
about
that
the confidence.
A guy saying it.
It's all
know?
About the confidence. We talked about this with the clothes.
Yeah.
If you put that burlap bag on, you put on a bold red lip, and you go to Cha-Cha Lounge, you're going to look great.
Everybody's like, that's normal.
All eyes on me.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Turn on number two, speak up. Girls who speak out about what they believe in really do it for me.
I mean, this guy is winning my heart
over. Yeah, I'm telling you. He likes a woman who isn't afraid to express herself.
I love this. Okay, keep going.
Turn on number three, try to use a little mystery or you might be history. I don't think he wrote that. I think that was the magazine trying to be clever.
That truly makes more sense.
Don't tell him everything about yourself as soon as you meet. That way he'll keep wanting to find out fascinating facts about you. Don't overshare.
I think
everybody can agree with that.
That's what I do notoriously.
Really?
And I'm fine with it.
Like on the first date, you're like, and just spill out.
I don't really go on a lot of dates just because that's my choice, you know?
Yeah.
For me, it's like I'm not really attracted to somebody until I know them.
Yeah.
You know? So I have no interest in going out on a date to get to know somebody because I'm already not attracted to them. You know, it's like I tend to date after knowing someone as a friend first, you know?
Yep.
But
I'm the opposite. I'm just kidding.
But I overshare from the very beginning before I'm trying to impress guys.
Yeah.
So if a guy is still interested in me, then it's like, okay, you're good.
Yep. Turn on number four, give the boy some breathing room. Okay, I already don't like this. It's cool to know that a girl's into you, but when she takes it to the extreme and wants to be with you every minute of the day, it's too much. Okay. Cisco, you had me until number four.
You know what, though? Here's the thing, is that I'm not really on board with number three, because I think it's just that's too complicated for me, you know, to be ooh, let's play the game.
It's such a thing about dating. It's like, you slowly reveal you're crazy. You put on your best
self. But we're all crazy.
That's what I'm saying. But for the first few days, you really project that you're doing well, that you have your life together. And then a few dates in is when you kind of start getting into the family stuff.
Not me, baby.
Or okay.
I'm like, you got to know my crazy right up top
and
see if you can hang.
That's refreshing, honestly.
But here's the thing, though. Even though it's not how I party.
Yeah.
I think those are just things that have been proven by behavioral science, you know, studies that is just like,
do you think he really wrote this?
No.
I don't think he did.
No.
I think the PR person called.
Get him on Natchpute.
Yeah.
Natchpute,
I'm going to reach out
and see what's going on. Yeah.
I'm going to tag him on Twitter and see if he says.
Yes.
But honestly, I feel like the PR person called and said, hey, Cisco's got a new single out. We're trying to promote him.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We have this idea. Great.
Yeah.
Send it over and I'll approve it. I bet he didn't even come up with this. He wrote thong song. You think he cares what a woman has to say? You think he cares? No, he's looking for them thongs.
Is that it?
There's one more.
Oh, there's
flaunt,
one more.
Flaunt your brains more than your bikini, which is obviously crap because he wrote thongs. He didn't write brain song.
Brain.
Her thoughts.
Oh, much better. Yeah,
yeah.
That's
something
that
we
fits.
Can all get behind.
Oh, that's funny. But you know what? I do like that those tips are in a magazine for teens.
Yeah, I mean, this magazine is quite frankly hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
There's an article that's like, I got drugged at a party, which, you know, listen, that's not cute.
That's not hilarious.
And then the next page.
That's not hilarious at all, Jackie.
And then the next page is hunks and trunks.
Oh, yeah.
So they got a little bit of everything.
Hunks and trunks.
Yeah, hunks and trunks.
It's,
look at these all white.
Oh, yep.
Yep. They kept
muscular.
They kept it white.
I bet you they're all tall. Are they all tall? Does it say their height?
It doesn't, but they look, nah.
We don't know.
Not too tall. Wait a minute. Oh, my God. Spencer Pratt is in this. Did you ever watch The Hills?
No.
Okay.
Oh, that's what I recognize that name from. No, I don't really watch reality TV besides Project Runway.
Well, I'm going to have to send him this on Snapchat.
Okay, there you go.
That's pretty fun. Okay, let's do this quiz.
Yay!
So did you ever do these quizzes?
All the time.
Okay, great. So you might have done this one at some point.
That's true, yeah.
Are you a love addict?
Oh, okay. Here we go.
Find out if you've lost track of romance reality.
Okay.
Number one, you can't stop thinking about your crush. What are your daydreams most like? A, you run into him at the mall, start talking, totally hit it off, and he calls you that night.
Oh.
Kind of a boring dream, if you ask me. Anyway. B, you date, get married, have 2.5 kids, you know, the whole white picket fence thing. Or C, something simple like he taps you on the shoulder, asks to borrow a pen, and smiles. I can tell already this quiz is going to be disappointing.
The thing is, I think I already know what I am by the question, are you a love addict? So
well,
I'm
listen, free your
but
mind.
But we got to know, yeah.
Free your mind of your assumptions. Let's try and take this earnestly.
I would say I would do the meet cute at the mall, actually.
Really?
I think that's most reflective of...
I'm 100% B. 100% B.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I mean...
No, like, yeah, that's how I roll, meet cute. Because I don't know about this pen thing, because it's like... That's not what I would dream.
No.
Just like people ask you for pens. That's just reality.
The night I met Adam.
People ask you for pens.
The night I met Adam, I texted my roommate.
Oh.
I said,
oh my gosh.
I said, do you know Adam McCabe? And she goes, not really. Why? And I put, because I'm going to marry him. And then the next day, I was in line at UCB and I was with Catherine. And he walked by us because he used to live right there.
Yeah.
And I go, da-dum, da-dum.
You're kidding me.
Da-dum,
oh, my
da-dum,
gosh.
And started, like, doing... And she goes, Jackie, he can hear you. And I was like, I don't care. I'm going to marry him.
You just become my new hero.
And I did, baby.
I think that's so great. Also, like, because, like, in the 90s... First of all, YM, I think, is, like... reflective of how confusing it is to be a teenage girl.
Yep.
It's
like I said,
like, don't get drunk at a party, but also hunks and trunks.
Hunks and trunks.
So, but like in the 90s, I think that there was like a big, especially in like my group of friends, like a big intent on to like try to be a tomboy and try to like not care too much and be a cool girl. Try to be a cool girl.
Don't try to be
cool
one of the boys. Yeah.
Like, and I completely fell for it. And also that's just kind of who I am. Just kind of like, I'm chill. I'm just a chill person.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know. But it wasn't really, I didn't really have like fantasies about marriage or whatever when I was a kid. I was just like, let's have fun. Let me live my life. And for you to be so bold and just be like, that's my crush and I'm singing the marriage song at him.
Well,
cool.
I was a really late bloomer, emotionally and hormonally. So once it hit, I went hard.
That's amazing.
I flirted every second
I got. Love it.
I went hard after not too bad.
Yeah.
I'm Southern, okay? I'm not too like aggressive with men, but I feel like I let them know I'm interested.
That's
Let's just
wonderful.
Say that.
I think that's cool.
I let them know I'm interested and then they can come at me if they want. I'm not going to ask them out. I'm not going to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I like to keep some traditional. I've watched a lot of Millionaire Matchmaker, honey. You got to let the man think he a man.
So, and that's what Cisco's advice, quote
exactly.
unquote, is. Going back for it's like have mystery or your history.
Exactly. Have mystery or your history. Question two. The best part about having a boyfriend is, ew, I don't like that already.
Right.
Right?
But okay, let's...
Hold on. Okay, we'll read the
Let's part. Go back to the 2000s where like we're not as woke yet, you know? So
right.
It's just like men are everything.
Right. I mean, I didn't have a single boyfriend in high school, so. Okay, question two. But take this quiz as current day Leela.
Yes. Okay. As current day Leela.
Yeah.
Got it.
Okay. Is your answer one still accurate?
Totes.
Okay, great. Okay, question two. The best part about having a boyfriend is A, enjoying good times with a cool dude.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good way to put it. B, having someone to smooch and then confide in.
Okay.
Okay. C, sharing candlelit dinners and getting red roses in your locker.
Oh, I know who I am. I'm cool dude.
I mean, good times with cool dudes is like your life motto.
How could... Yeah, oh my gosh. Me? Yes.
Yeah.
Totally. Yeah.
It's like, you know Leela and Bowden? She likes to have cool times with cool dudes. Good times... Oh,
exactly.
Yeah, we know her. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool chicks too. And then if I'm dating somebody, good times with that cool guy.
Right.
You know?
I guess I'm going to go with B.
Okay.
Because you know what? There's the intimacy.
Yeah. You're all about it.
There's an intimacy that unmatched with somebody who you smooch... And then, like, reveal your inner truths.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to go with number two. Okay, great. Number three. You haven't had a date in a month. You feel, A, miserable. You keep playing Savage Garden's Hold Me and remembering dancing with your ex. I don't even know what song that is.
That hurt. That, like, I know smacked truly, us with 2000.
I know Truly,
truly
Madly,
deeply. And
Chicka
Cherry Cola.
Exactly.
What is the name of that actual song?
Want You?
Ooh,
I want you. I don't know. Chicka-cherry cola. Mm-hmm. Good song.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know what Hold Me is, but I'm sure it's a great song. B, just fine. You've been too busy with swim practice to think about guys anyway.
With what practice?
Swim practice.
Okay.
C, a little bummed when you see couples together in the hall, but you're digging the single scene.
Oh my gosh, just fine. My yes. swim practice is taking over my life.
AKA your show.
Kinda, yeah. I mean, I've
Are you single?
Replace.
Right now?
I am
too
single.
Personal?
And
yes,
it's
girl.
Not too personal. And I'm loving life because I've got so much swim practice.
Yes, swimming.
But if you replace swim practice with improv shows, podcasts, directing shoots,
right,
directing comedy videos.
You just did Tournament of Nerds.
Just did Tournament of Nerds. Oh my gosh.
What did y'all portray?
So me and my best friend are a comedy duo, Wilder Smith. We are Leilani Wilder, and we were Ripley and Newt from Aliens.
Ooh, that's a deep cut.
Oh my gosh, it's the best deep cut because
I'm in awe of you. I'm just in awe of you. I'm just such a fan.
Thank
I've been
you.
Watching you do comedy for so long. I remember your one-woman show at UCB.
Oh my gosh.
I remember, what was the name of is it TNT that you were the founder of?
Crash Bar.
Crash Bar! Mm, yes!
I was one of five founders, yeah.
Yes! And what was the name of y'all's team? Something with the ducks?
Tab.
Oh, never mind. I'm so off.
Something with ducks.
I'm old as hell. Yeah, see? I mean, it's so dope. I love that. Yeah, Leland's the best. Look up Leland and Wilder. They're the best. I'm going to go with A.
The Savage Garden told me?
Yeah.
You're a romantic.
Girl, I'm a Scorpio,
you feel
okay?
It. You feel
I'm
it.
I'm going to go with A. I just feel like the only fun thing about having a breakup is, like, feeling it. You know what I mean?
I love that quote from you.
Like, just...
The only fun thing about a breakup is feeling it.
I remember...
That is not... I can't subscribe to that personally, but I love how honest that quote is.
The last time I was single was, is it 7 years ago now?
Oh, yeah.
Summer of 2010 was, I was, you know, single, and that's when, like, Teenage Dream came out.
Yes!
And I remember, like, watching that video and hearing that song just being like, I want that person. You know, like, I want to be that. I want the Teenage Dream,
oh,
you know?
I do love that song.
Oh, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah, my friend Bonnie sang it in my wedding. Because she's one of those...
It brings a tear to
my
eye.
She wrote that song. She's a songwriter.
She wrote... Your friend Bonnie wrote to you.
Yeah. She's going to be on this podcast any day now.
I'm fangirling.
No, it was like the most beautiful moment.
So
I'm going to
cool.
cry. Anyway, that song's so beautiful.
Amazing.
And I said, I just like wallowed in my room, like listening to that song, you know. Like, Chuchi, help me.
Oh.
Help me. I was like, I'm going to get you a new dad, Chuch. Don't worry.
I love it.
Mommy's
going to
find you a dad. Always, baby.
Hey.
Look, she's looking at you.
Hey.
God, I love you, Chuch. Okay. Number four. Not having a summer romance is... A, your worst nightmare. You'd rather scrounge up a temporary beach boy than surf solo. You're a Cali girl. B, no biggie. A guy would add to your warm weather fun, but you'll have plenty of good times with pals. C, not on your mind. You need all 3 months to focus on tanning and sailing. No time for boys.
Whoa. I'm like solid B just because I'm so not either A or C.
Yeah, that like, makes sense. Process of elimination.
Tanning or sailing, what even is?
I know.
Yeah, but like, totally. And also, like, I do get more romantic in the summertime because it's like, we're outside, it's fun.
I don't know, but being single in the summer is fun,
it's
too.
So fun.
You can go to pool
that's
parties
what I mean.
And,
yeah.
like, show off the bod.
It's,
and
like, yeah, we're all having a good time, you know? Like, I totally, by romantic, I mean, like, flirty, I guess.
Yeah, you
know?
Can go to that 4th of July party.
I'm going to be moving on 4th of July. Can you believe?
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Well, listen, there's lots of pool parties. We live in California.
Yeah.
Well, you'll get your fix.
Yeah, I will. Okay.
Okay, I'm going to go with B2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yay.
I mean, like I said, it's fun to be single in the summer, even though I'll never be single again, which is great.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that. But the last time I was single, summer of 2010.
So great.
Your girl Jackie J had a nice summer.
I'm happy to hear that.
Yeah, baby.
Jackie J.
Okay, let's see. 5. You're at the mall talking to a hottie from another school.
Ooh.
You're thinking, A, this guy might be boyfriend material. B, those eyes, that hair. How long till he slips a sweetheart ring on my finger?
Oh my gosh.
C, he's such a nice guy and he's cute too. I wonder if Amanda would like him.
Amanda. I have done so many things for Amanda. I am tired. Amanda needs to find her own guy.
Yes, Amanda, do your own work. We're trying to get a man here. I mean, A for me.
Just those two choices?
No, there's three.
Oh.
So you meet him at the mall. He's a hottie from another school. You say, A, he might be boyfriend material. He's cute. B, oh, his eyes, his hair. Let's slip a ring on my finger. Or C, I wonder if Amanda would like him. Basically saying that you don't have self-worth and you immediately think he's not going to be into you, so you should project him onto your friend.
Wow. That's a lot to unpack. Yeah. So I didn't realize A and B were two separate ones.
Yeah. I'm going to go with A. I mean, I feel like I was...
A is like,
if I was single, I'm always on the prowl for onto the next,
He's a hottie with a body.
Yeah,
that's
you
a.
know, I'm like, I could see you... I could see you, you know, meeting my dad.
Okay,
you know,
he might
that
be
kind
boyfriend.
Of thing.
But I just meet him. I don't know him.
You meet him at the mall.
Okay, yeah, I'll do A.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're both going with A. Okay, question six. Only a few more. Which TV duo do your relationships resemble?
Ooh.
A, Noel and Elena on Felicity. They understand each other, but there are no romantic sparks.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Did you ever watch Felicity?
I'm watching it right now.
No way.
With Wilder.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, because it's a show that she used to watch, and she's like, oh, you should watch this show. And so now...
Are you team Noel or team Ben?
Oh, that's tough, man, because I feel like... I don't know, because like I'm kind of cranky at both of them for different reasons.
Well, it gets... I don't want to spoil. I don't know where you are on the show.
I'm
like,
season one.
Everybody
still.
Makes mistakes. I'm just going to say that. Nobody's innocent in this.
You know what? I'm team Ben. And here's
why. Team Ben because he's so hot.
He's so cute.
I normally in life would go for Noel. I like the nerdy guy.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Same.
I'm sorry. Scott Speedman is a...
Oh, my gosh.
An Adonis.
And also, Scott Foley is bringing it, too.
That's
he's
what I'm saying.
He's
gorgeous. Everyone's gorgeous on that show.
But, like, I'm in the first season, and it's, like... Like, this character, Ben, just gets, like, tortured by everyone.
Right.
Where it's like he gets followed and then, like, held responsible for things that aren't his fault. And then, like, Noel's mad at him for, like, and he's just like, I'm just trying to live my life. And so right now I'm team Ben.
Yeah, I'm team Ben. Having been on the other side of the end of the show, I'm still team Ben.
Wow, okay.
I'm a little biased, though. I've seen Scott Speedman in person. He's so, so handsome.
Oh, like, you better believe I be looking up, like, pictures on Google Image Search.
I saw him.
It's
okay.
Like, what do you look like now? We just want to know.
We have a mutual friend, and I'm putting out in the universe, I'm going to get Scott Speedman to come on Attribute.
Yes.
So we have a good mutual friend. Like, I saw him at a party a couple years ago, and I literally, my breath was gone. I go, and my husband, who was my boyfriend at the time, was with me.
Oh my gosh.
We walked away, and Adam goes, oh my God, that is the most handsome man I've ever seen. And I go, Adam, that's Scott Speedman. And he goes, oh my God. He was like, he's so attractive. I was like, yeah. How do you think I feel?
You don't come across... like those types always, you know, but when you do, it's confusing.
You get it. You just get it.
You're like, why is there not a TV frame around you
now? He's just a beautiful and a very nice guy. I mean, like, you know.
That makes me happy.
He's great. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about him all night. Let's just say I'm a fan, but I'm also Team Ben. So it was like a real reaction when I saw him in person. I would love to talk to him about Felicity. I would love to just, I have a list that I made a long time ago. It's like, if I ever meet anyone from Felicity, these are the rapid fire questions I have to get out.
I adore you, Jackie.
Yeah, I mean, it's a great show. Are you watching on Hulu?
Yeah, I don't know what platform we're watching on.
I think it's on Hulu right now if anybody is looking for a fun show to watch.
Got
it holds up. It's so good.
Got it.
The pilot is brilliant. It's one of the best pilots of that time period.
Oh, it's so good. It's
okay.
A good movie.
So, A, Noel and Elena on Felicity. Okay, B, Liz and Max on Roswell. Didn't watch it. They are true soulmates who are meant for each other in any galaxy. I feel like just the second part is what we should focus on because I don't even know these characters.
Got it.
C, Eric and Donna on That 70s Show. They were good friends first, and now they're passion pals, too. That's
you
just said.
I have revealed. Okay, so you know me.
I'm going to go for B. Because Adam and I are soulmates.
It's great. It's on brand, and it's true.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with B. Let's see. B is me, and Leland, you're C. Okay, number seven. Do you believe in love at first sight? A, don't know. You've never experienced it, and it sounds pretty far-fetched. B, sometimes there's got to be instant attraction, but you also need to talk before you fall for him. C, definitely. What other kind could there be? I'm obviously C because I saw my husband at a party and
went,
said,
dun, dun,
that's
dun,
my
dun.
Man.
That's
so
amazing.
I'm definitely C.
I'm a solid B.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, it's for real. I don't disbelieve people when they're like, we saw each other and now we're married. Like, it's like,
right.
How could you be like, no, you're wrong.
Right.
Like,
you're
you
not
know?
Married. You're a hologram.
Yeah, see, like, I'm chill. You know, I'm like this as this test is revealing, like not very like wrapped up in romance.
Yeah.
But I'm not jaded.
Yes.
You know, I'm like, I'm just having a good time out here. You know, whatever comes my way. Friendship. Love.
Yes.
Soulmates. You know,
I love it
hey,
all.
Man.
There's room for everybody.
Yeah.
In here. This is a big booth.
It is a big booth. This
it is very
is
large.
The nicest booth
yeah.
I think I've ever
they,
recorded.
They do music in here. They do a lot of stuff.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, they record Rick and Morty in here. I know.
Cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Let's leave our VO reels on the way out. Okay, this last question. You've got a box of keepsakes under your bed. What's stashed inside? A, a few birthday cards and Valentine's. B, every single love letter, rotted flower, crumpled ticket stub you've ever collected or been given in your life. Or C, your old platforms. They'll be in again someday. That's so funny because they are in again now.
They're totally in.
That's
oh my
so
gosh.
That's so funny.
It predicted the future.
It sure did.
I am so B.
I'm so B.
And
you're
like,
B?
I know.
Look at you, Leland.
And you know what? It's real. It's real. And now I'm going to plug Andy Mack back in here because my character has a box of keepsakes that she carries around with her all the time. It's Bex's box.
Yeah.
And it's filled with love letters and ticket stubs and photos of old boyfriends and the bracelet of her daughter when she was born.
Oh.
I know, very emotional. And I have a box. The things that are really in that box are things that some of those things are things that I brought in from the box that I have of memories.
That's so cool.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
It's like, there's a bracelet that you can see in the episode. That is a bracelet that was made for me by a friend. There's like a couple ticket stubs. There's like a picture of me dressed as Rufio with like a snake around my neck. That's in there.
Yeah.
One of my real ex-boyfriends is in that box. And
did you have
see
to
him.
Prove? Did
yeah.
you have to get his?
Yeah. Yeah. I had to like text him or call him and be like, hey, is this cool?
And then he sends he's like, I need a check for my likeness.
Oh boy. No, we're still really good friends. So like it was like a great treat, you know?
Oh, I would love like, that. If that yeah. were true for me, I would be like, yeah, I want to see me in a box on a Disney show. That's awesome. So I'm going to tally up these scores real quick.
Okay.
Why don't you, while I do, plug the show, say when it is,
oh,
and then
sure.
plug like, your social media, any shows you have coming up at UCB, anything like that.
Okay. When does this podcast air?
It will air in 2 weeks.
Okay. So, thank you so much for enjoying season one of Andy Mack. It's all done now. There's a little bit. We return. I actually don't know. I think it's the fall. I don't know, man. And season two is picked up. We will be shooting it by the time this airs. And there's going to be more episodes to come. That's it. Oh, no, you're still telling.
Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Okay, so as you know, when you take a YM quiz, you really want to be the middle one, right?
Oh, sure.
Because the other two are like the polarized,
yeah, they always
crazy
make you feel
women.
Like you're nuts.
Yeah. So I, for the first time ever, I feel like got the craziest answer, and I'm so happy about that.
Good.
You got the middle answer, level-headed lover girl.
I mean, hey.
And
you
I
are
got
what you are.
Love crazy.
Yay!
Looking so crazy in love. Yeah, so
crazy.
I'm very excited about that. It says, okay, so yours says, you welcome the occasional butterflies in your stomach when you see your crush, but you've managed to keep that fairy tale syndrome in check. Yeah.
Yeah.
And mine says, you're more gaga for the sappy stuff, gifts and candlelight dinners, than you are for the guys you date. Now, I find that judgmental.
I do, too.
Okay.
Because why can't a girl just be, like, free, herself, independent, and in love, and
Listen,
crazy in love?
When I love hard, babe.
You know?
You know, when
and
you get
know
the love
yourself.
Of, when you get the love of Jackie J, you feel it.
Yes.
That's all I gotta say.
That's true, right?
You
want to
text my man and ask him if he's happy? Okay, he likes it. I'm just kidding.
Oh, this is such a joy.
I'm so happy. Thank you so much for coming. So this is the end of Natch Butte. I think
no.
we managed to not say any curse words.
I think so.
I was so happy. As Howard Stern's mother says, you have a poor command of the language when you curse.
Oh, that's
and,
cute.
And I managed to keep it together. Maybe I'll try to make, I mean, I'm definitely going to cuss from here on out, but like, I'm going to try to curb it a little bit because we don't need to be saying curse words every second.
True.
Do you curse really? You don't really curse, huh?
Sometimes, but not a lot.
Yeah.
You know, really, it's not really a part of, I think when I got to like my first year in college, I like was like, oh, this is something different from what I normally do. So let me experiment with cursing.
See, I've been cursing my whole life. Both my parents cursed. So
yeah, it's part of you. But I really wanted to keep myself on, like, you know, patrol. Like
right.
Once I got cast on Andy Mack.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
Because yeah, I want to be a good example.
Yes.
But also, like you said, it's completely unnecessary. It takes a lot of power out of your arguments if you're always cursing.
Right.
You know,
a poor command of the language.
A poor command of the language.
So that's going to be it for us on Natch Butte. Keep check. Come, remember, NatchButte.com.
Yes.
As Leilon said, hit up NatchButte.com the day this episode airs. We didn't really talk about that many products, but just check it out.
Yeah.
I'll list some information from Leilon, whatever. So that concludes this episode of Natch Butte. Please, you know, listen. I would love if you subscribed. I'd love if you'd give me a review. I understand writing reviews is weird. I've never reviewed anything in my entire life, so I totally no judgment if you don't want to review, but if you take a minute, it would help me out.
Yeah.
It would help the pod out. Go to NatchButte.com, click those links, and don't forget, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.